As a master of my thoughts, I think success at all times. As a master of my thoughts, I think success at all times. It's so easy in this life to think one thing and do another, to not be responsible for what our thoughts are, for not be responsible for who we are and what we're doing in our life. It's so easy. We do that all the time. We're inconsistent. We are not paying attention to who we are and what we are and what it's all about. We're just not paying attention. Now, why do we do that? Why do we live our lives in such dichotomy? Why do we live our life in such inconsistency? As a master of my thoughts, I think success at all times. There is not one moment in my life that I do not think of success. It's not a matter that I am irrational. It's not a matter that I am incapable of accomplishing my goals. It's a matter that this is how my goals are accomplished. My goals are accomplished by my thinking thoughts of success at all times. And thinking these thoughts of success, I have success. To be a success at all times requires consistency in my thinking. And if I have that consistency in my thinking, I am able to carry it out beautifully, wonderfully, fantastically at all times. It's just a matter of, what do I want to do? How do I want to be? What are my desires for myself? What do I consider to be success? And of course, that's what we all are seeking and wishing to know. And as we seek and wish to know these things, what happens to us? As we seek and wish to know these things, we are having them revealed to us. For wherever our thought is, that's our attention. Wherever our attention is, that's where our thought is. Wherever our desires are, that's where our thought is. Wherever our choices are, that's where our thought is. It's up to us to be that perfect being. It's up to us to be that perfect expression. It's up to us to know what it is that's going on. A master of my thoughts, I think success at all times. As a master of my thoughts, I think success at all times. I do not think of something that is to be. I do not think of something I wish, something that I don't have. I only think about things that I am and I have. As I think about things that I am and I have, I reveal these things in my life as fulfilled. As I think that I am and I have, I reveal these things as fulfilled in every measure in my world right now. It's not something I want, not something I would look for. It's something that I am. And when I can have this realization in me that I am that which I think about, I am that which I am the master of my thoughts about, that's what it's all about. As a master of my thoughts, I think success at all times, and it is wonderful. It is wonderful, it is fantastic, it is rewarding, it is fulfilling. But to be a success at all times requires consistency in my thinking. Consistency in my thinking. Emerson once said, consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Consistency is not the hobgoblin of little minds. This is what our human nature wants to tell us. Consistency is the key to success for any goal we have in our life. Consistency is the key to achievement of anything that we want for ourselves in our world. It's not a matter that it's going to be, or it might be, or it could be. It's a matter that it is. And so, when we know that it is, we know that we are, then all we do is claim it. All we do is name it and claim it. All we do is receive it into our awareness by our exception, accepting it as it is right now. That's the truth about us. That's the reality about us. To be a success at all times requires consistency in my thinking about whatever it is I am thinking of being a success in. For one moment, if I divert my thinking to something else, to the feeling of being unsuccessful or not achieving it, then I don't realize that I have it already in me. I don't realize that it is done. I don't realize that I am a fulfilled master. I don't realize that, and I should. Now, how do I realize that I am a fulfilled master? How do I realize that I am success in all things? How do I build consistency in myself? Well, the best and easiest way is whatever I think about, I see it fulfilled, even as I think about it. Whatever I think about, I see it fulfilled, even as I think about it. Whatever I think about, I see it fulfilled, even as I think about it. This takes love for myself. This takes imagination for myself. This takes a realization that my thoughts are indeed things. My thoughts are things that I merely reveal in my world. They're already there. They're already manifest. They're already fulfilled. They're already fantastic. I see them in my world right now. And as I see them fulfilled, even now, as I think about them, then I am truly being master of my thought. I am truly being a success at all times with the consistency of thinking of it done, of thinking that I have it, of thinking that I am it, of thinking that it is fulfilled in every glorious, fantastic way in my life. And as I think that, so it is. My life is the school of the master in which I live my goals. My life is the school of the master in which I live my goals. I am the master for which this is the school, and in that I live my goals in a recognition that it is fulfilled now, it is revealed now, it exists now. All time and space exist now. All conditions exist now. Everything that could be, would be, should be, might be, it exists now. There is no other time. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There is no now. There is only this moment, this instant. You say, but there is a now. Yeah. But our tendency is to make that now a fleeting now. By the time we think of it as being now, it's then. And by the time we think of it being now, it is in the future. By the time we think of it being now, it's already zipped through our mind and we are off to some other adventure. We're off to some other thought, some other idea, some other consideration. But my life is the school of the master in which I live my goal. My life is the school of the master. The school of the master, not the school of the masters, but the school of the master, me. The school of the master, me, in which I think my goal, in which I live my goal, in which I am right now experiencing that which I have in my thought as real, as fulfilled, as successful, as now. There goes that now again. Yes, my life is the school of the master in which I live my goal. Whenever I think about my goal, I'm living it. Whenever I think about my goal, I am its success. Whenever I think about my goal, it is me being fulfilled right now. As a master of my thought, I think success at all times. I think fulfillment at all times. I think now at all times. I think it is my experience. It is my joy. It is my harmony. It is my peace. It is me right now. And what a wonderful thing to think. What a wonderful way to be. What a wonderful life to live. As a master of my thoughts, I think success at all times. To be a success at all times requires consistency in my thinking. Whatever I think about, I see it fulfilled even as I think about it. For my life is the school of the master in which I live my goal. How glorious that is! Live in your school of the master as you already are, but know it is done and fulfilled right now and forevermore. I love you so, because I love me so. It's a wonderful world.